CD 2. Track 25.
My son Tommy loves RPG, that's role-playing games, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons. He sits in his room with a couple of friends and they imagine they are warriors, elves, trolls and I don't know what else. They can spend hours like that. Some other parents have warned me that they think role-play games are dangerous. They say young people who play those games lose touch with reality. So what's wrong with that, as long as it's only for a few hours? Don't we all want to forget our problems sometimes? I read detective stories. My son plays his games. Fair enough, surely? Anyway, it's not that easy to lose touch with reality if you've got three tests every week at school. Or people say, the boys put themselves into the skin of evil, cruel beings, and it changes their personality. That's just nonsense. When Tommy hacks a dragon to pieces in a game, it doesn't mean he'll do the same to the neighbour's dog, does it? I have only one objection to role-playing games. They simply take up a lot of time, really a lot, and I feel it would be better if Tommy did different things, played more sports, for example, but I'm sure he'll grow out of it.